When I was 4 and a half, my brother and sister and I and my parents moved to Salisbury, and this was in 1951. And my father was diocesan chaplain to the deaf at the time, and because there were no church houses connected to parishes that he could be connected with, because the whole diocese was his parish, the only empty house was St Mary's Home for the Fallen Women of Wilts and Dorset, which was empty at the time, which had been run by the nuns and was at the end of St Martin's Lane, and it's now part of the Technical College. So we moved in there into this vast place with a big courtyard at the back, and at the bottom of the garden was the wall that was at the edge of the end of the playground of St Martin's School, and there was this huge drop down behind this wall into the playground. And when I started school there, my mum used to be able to look over the wall and watch me in the playground. But at one end of this building was this huge sort of Magdalene laundry where the women in this reform home had to work. And at one end wall, there was a huge treadmill, which had obviously been a punishment wheel for them to walk round inside. And there were huge, big, long tables all stacked up with great big laundry baskets full of mothballs and great big mangles and tubs and boilers with dolly pegs for doing the washing. And my mum says there were little sort of cell-like rooms around the other side with little scratch messages on the wall, like been here 8 years and things like that. All sorts of little sad messages scratched on the wall. And we lived in downstairs to start off with, just inside the door where the chapel is. And my dad's study was just there, and we lived in the rooms there. And then the nuns, whose mother house was back in Staines, decided to come back. So we then moved into a flat upstairs, and the nuns came back into the home. And they had the kitchens. There was huge kitchens, and there was cook nuns who did all the meals. There was a rather grim Mother Superior, and we slept upstairs in a long room, a dormitory room, where the skylights lights are that you could still see. That was my brother and sister's and my bedroom. And at the door beyond were some more dormitories where the nuns slept. And occasionally, when they got new nuns came, they would open the door at the end of our bedroom by mistake when they came up from doing their prayers. And then we used to scream the place down where this black figures used to appear through the door at the end. But most of the nuns were really sweet, and they liked having us around. They liked having small children around, although we were told to be sort of fairly quiet and keep out of their way. But they used to like to play with us, and we used to play with them. And I can remember my brother squirting them with a water pistol, and one of the nuns, Sister Virginia, told me my dolly would enjoy a bit of sunshine. So I took all its clothes off and left it outside in the sunshine. And it had a plastic head and a rubber body. And the sun made the rubber body all perish up, and gradually it crackled to bits and all its stuffing came out, and all was left was the head. But so I was rather sad about that, losing that dolly. But I think Sister Virginia had meant kindly. So that was our memory of living in the reform home for the fallen women of Wilts and Dorset.